con ustedes hasta las 10, trayéndoles como siempre una gran variedad de música, música de todo el mundo, noticias, información sobre eventos en el área y también conversaciones. Y esta es la situación en la noche de hoy. Estaremos conversando con mis dos invitadas, Magdalena Gómez y Diana Álvarez. Vamos a conversar sobre la situación actual de los niños, los muchachos migrantes, y que, cuáles son las ideas que ellas tienen para poder ayudar en su capacidad como artistas. It is 16 minutes past 8 and we are going to start our conversation with my guests. I mentioned to you at the beginning of the show that Magdalena Gómez and Diana Álvarez will be with me tonight here. They are our guests on Tertulia. And we are going to speak about the current situation with the migrant children and what are their ideas as to what they can do to help us as artists. Magdalena Gómez is a playwright, poet, author, motivational speaker, and social activist. And for full disclosure, Ms. Gómez in the past was a commentator for NEPR and a recipient of the 2018 NEPR Arts and Humanities Award. And Diana Álvarez is a singer, songwriter, poet, composer, and scholar. She is the composer of Quiero Volver a Xicanex. It's a ritual opera, and they both are going to be speaking with us tonight. Let us welcome them. Bienvenidas, Magdalena Gómez y Diana Álvarez, ¿cómo están? Buenas noches.
Buenas noches. So happy to be here. I always love being here.
Yes.
Same
here.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I know that we are here in for a treat every time you guys come. It's always great to hear from you. I always hear from people, who was that? You know, who was singing or who was reading poetry? Yeah. So tonight we are in for a treat. We're going to have fun. So bienvenidas una vez más. And so the thing that we are going to talk a little bit about is the situation with the current situation with the migrant children. And let me mention to you that I found an article that had been published by National Public Radio, NPR, back in December 2018, so a little bit over a month ago. Mm-hmm. And at the time, almost 15,000 migrant children were held at nearly full shelters in government custody. And this is across the country. And I wasn't aware that there are more than 100 of these shelters in the whole country. To me, that was a revelation. And most of these migrant children are teenage boys that come from Central America who travel to the border alone, most of them. And many of them are escaping poverty or gangs, and they plan to ask for asylum, but the situation right now, it is quite difficult. The current administration is making it so difficult for them, and I know that you have ideas, opinions that you would like to express.
Thank you, Raquel. This is Magdalena speaking. And every morning I wake up and I am haunted by the images of children in cages on U.S. soil, sleeping on concrete floors, covered by thin Mylar blankets, receiving no affection, no attention, not understanding why they've been ripped from the arms of their families. And I feel, every day I feel a little more helpless, but at the same time I refuse that helplessness, and I'm always looking for ways that I can be of service. And one of the ways that I would like to be of service is in teaming up with my sister here, Diana Álvarez, who I'm with tonight, mm-hmm. and so happy that she's with me. And together we're going to be doing a performance to help raise money for the defense fund of these children. And maybe Diana would like to speak to that a little bit, what our performance will be like.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, so Magdalena and I have collaborated in the past, and she was part of my dissertation where I was exploring women of color artists and genderqueer artists of color. And we've really decided that we want to share our artistry together and create new work, and also revive the work that we've already created. So she'll be performing poetry, and I'll be performing music, and we'll find ways to interweave our work together.
Very good. I think that I would like to ask Magdalena, or Diana in this case, to give us a little bit of information regarding how is this going to work? What kind of performance do you have in mind? Give us a little bit of an insight into that.
Would you like to hear samples of the work?
Oh, of course, I would. Totally.
Well, that
yes,
would be a
please.
Pleasure.
Yes.
Diana, would you be willing to start?
I would.
Fantastic. I love to hear her sing.
Me too.
This is a song that is was written by Fernando Maldonado. It's called Volver, Volver.
Este amor apasionado que anda todo alborotado, por volver, voy camino a la locura, y aunque todo me tortura, sé querer. Nos dejamos hace tiempo, pero se llegó el momento de volver. Tú tenías mucha razón, me hace daño el corazón. Y me muero por volver. Y volver, volver, volver. A tus brazos otra vez. Llegaría hasta donde estés, yo sé perder, yo sé perder. Quiero volver, volver, volver. Dejamos hace tiempo, a mí se me llegó el momento de volver. Tú tenías mucha razón, me hace daño al corazón y me muero por volver. brazos otra vez. Yo llegaría hasta donde estés, yo se perdería. Quiero
when a river is a wall. Bobby arrived in steerage, port of Ellis Island, a man at 13. Illegally handsome, brutally muscular from pushing mops the length of naval ships, lifting crates full of death and dinty more. Beating down bullies who would not admit a boy could take them. Multilingual, charismatic, real soldier potential. The joke was on Uncle Sam. Bobby had flat feet. Recruited by men in tailored suits and jingling pockets, he washed dishes, bussed tables for room and board in Brooklyn Heights, and number running in Harlem. First he found the grocery stores, next the libraries. On the crowded commute, he perfected Sicilian, trains our schools when travelers speak. Always a book in his hand, another in his back pocket. Bobby learned the value of time from a life ticking on poverty's clock. Robbed of childhood, his people denied the right to livelihood were labeled thieves and baby snatchers. Bobby quickly rose to bartender, father confessor to cops, politicians, and mobsters. Bobby could be trusted, poured long, nothing watered down, every secret dead on arrival. Bobby, who knelt at the Statue of Liberty, kept her commandments with every loaf of bread and penny earned. Today would be called a terrorist. Bobby would be on stealth patrol at the U.S.-Mexican border, shearing wire with cutters and teeth, shepherd of the innocent. A new colossus flame burning in his blood. He would be the Charon of river, desert, wire, and walls, steering his ferry in reverse, delivering children from the sepulchres of despotic commands back from death to life into their mother's arms, returning the coins from their eyes. Bobby's prayers would call for vengeance of God to place hot coals in the mouth of hate on the testicles of greed. Bobby knew the immortal price of dismembered families, of childhood denied, of muted tenderness. And so do I, proud daughter of an immigrant.
Very powerful poem and song. If this is a sample of what's coming at that event, oh my goodness, it is going to be a really great and powerful event. Tell me a little bit about the event. Now, this is something that you both are organizing, and where is it going to be?
Well, we're getting the support of a very lovely woman in this community who we both think the world of, Rosemary Tracy Woods.
Mm-hmm.
And she runs and owns and curates the Art for the Soul Gallery, which is at 1500 Main Street, Tower Square. And she has very generously offered us the space for free to have this event. And, you know, we won't be charging anything for the event. We will simply, you know, invite people to, you know, support Raíces if it's something they would want to do.
But now that you're talking about inviting people, you would like to have the active participation of the community. After all, that's what we want.
Absolutely. We want is to get as many people there as possible. And we want it to feel like, you know, it's a real community event. It isn't just about Diana and I performing in a detached way. This is going to be a very intimate event. It's going to be a time for people to speak to each other. To, you know, we can speak about how we feel about what's going on with the children. And, you know, it's basically just to come together in a place of love and generosity. And for those of us who at times feel helpless, like, you know, for me, this is like the Japanese internment camps, you know, where people side glanced tortures and horrible things that were happening. And I think there's still too much side glancing going on. So we want to hit it head on, and we want people to, yes, you know, have the conversation to, you know, don't buy that cup of coffee that you don't really need, and give us that money for the children and for Raices.
Very good, very good. So will you be asking for donations also?
Absolutely.
Right, very
yes,
good.
Yes.
Now, speaking of donations, where is the money going to go? How is it going to be channeled to these migrant children?
Every single penny that we raise will go to Raices, which is a 501c3 Texas-based nonprofit agency. They promote justice by providing free and low-cost legal services to underserved immigrant children, families, and refugees. And that's where all the money is going. They have a special program called LEAF, which is particularly for unaccompanied, it's the Unaccompanied Children's Fund. And LEAF stands for Legal Representation, Education, and Advocacy. And we feel that the work they're doing is very genuine. Most of the money goes directly in the service of the people. Diana, do you want to add to anything? Because I know they have an office in Corpus Christi, where you're from.
Oh, that's right. Yes. We just want all of the money that we're raising to go to supporting the children that are detained and imprisoned right now. And also to speak to Magdalena's words about community, I think that coming together as artists, we hope to inspire others to take action through their art and through creating, and creating other events like this. This is just one in a stream of many. We can't just, you know, have one and let it be done. We have to keep motivating each other to keep doing this work. So this will be one of those events.
That is very important, Diana, because many a times most of us ask ourselves, what can I do? You know, I wish mm-hmm. I wish I could do something. And this is just a perfect avenue. You as artists will give your talent to help, but us also as listeners, attendees, we can cooperate and be mm-hmm. participants of this event as well, and participants of this yeah. help that we want to provide mm-hmm. for these immigrant children. That is an awesome idea. That is great. You know, I'm really so proud of you both guys. You know, it's
Thank
really
well,
good.
It's such a small step, but it's a beginning, and it's a reminder to people that no act is too small. And what's most important is that we keep the conversation going, and that there's not silence around it or forgetting, because, you know, we are being hit daily with an intentional barrage to keep us in a mental whirlwind and in a spiritual upheaval as a nation. And I refuse that. I refuse to be in a state of despair or fear or giving up or looking the other way or watching TV instead of being active. I refuse that. And this is one little way of refusing. And at that event, we'll also have handouts for people of multiple organizations around the nation that are helping all people who are suffering under these conditions. Mm-hmm. I also want to change the language. It's not detention, it's incarceration.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I want people to stop using euphemisms around what they're doing to children. Children are being traumatized.
Mm-hmm.
And these children could be the future doctors and lawyers. I say to people, you know, this could be the doctor that was going to save your child's life 20 years from now as a brain surgeon, and now they can't be one.
That's right.
Because they've been traumatized. And how it is a new nation of traumatized children.
And at the moment, mm-hmm. we have, from what we know, 15,000. God knows how many more already have been through this process of, you know, damage physically, mentally, spiritually. It's a damage that it might be irreparable. How would you say that?
Irreparable. I agree with you.
Yes.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Can we mention again the place in case somebody did not get the full information as to when, where, at what time?
Absolutely. It's going to be at the Art for the Soul Gallery, which is in Springfield's Tower Square. For those of you who are listening from way outside, it's Springfield, Massachusetts. There's a Springfield in every state, but we all know this is the best one. Anyway, Art for the Gallery in Springfield's Tower Square, across from the food court, 1500 Main Street. It's going to be on Sunday, March 31st, from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. And if we're really loving it all and loving each other, we might stay a little later, too.
Hey, why not? This is free and open to the public. And just as part of the program, I have to do a disclaimer that the views and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the speakers and do not necessarily represent the views and opinion of this radio station and EPR, its management, or the school. So if there is anything else that you would like to add before we say good night for tonight?
Diana, anything you'd like to add?
I have one more piece for you.
Oh, yay!
Set of Pista. Yes.
Good, we have good, time?
Good. Of course.
Oh,
yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Great. I was hoping.
Yes, very good. Yes.
So this is a song, if we're thinking about, as Magdalena said, to wake up and to doubt the machinations of our world. This is what we do as artists, and we take small steps doing this every day.
Ser artista es dudar las maquinaciones de este mundo. Ser artista es construir contradicciones para vivir.
To be an artist is to doubt the machinations of this world. To be an artist is to construct contradictions in order to live. To be an artist is to have a nest of iron in your chest when you don't find your people. To be an artist is to make food out of words, movements of the body, temples of the voice. Your voice, tu voz, is the ultimate poem, poem of being, poema.
Para vivir, ser artista es tener nido de fierro adentro del pecho cuando no hayas tu gente. Ser artista es hacer comida de palabras, movimientos del cuerpo, templos de la voz, tu voz. Es el último poema, poema de ser, poema.
Thank you so very much. Thank you very much, Magdalena and Diana.
Thank you, Raquel. It's a pleasure to be with you always, and so lovely to be with Diana.
Same, yes.
The and pleasure is all mine.
Thank you for all who've listened as well.
Absolutely.
Thank you so, so very much for all you do for the community as well. My guests tonight were Magdalena Gomez and Diana Alvarez. Está usted en sintonía de Tertulia.